Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Friday, September 10th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Another hurricane is causing more devastation in the Caribbean. Believers are responding. Massive flooding in Bangladesh damages Christian schools, and a website is teaching English and more to the Chinese. These stories and more straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Topping the news today, Hurricane Ivan is now a Category 5 storm. The storm has already left deep scars on Grenada and parts of the Bahamas. Thousands are without food, water, and shelter in Ivan's wake. Food for the Poor's Angel Aloma says they've sent shipments of emergency supplies, but the challenge is meeting so much need.
We have to buy a lot of zinc and wood and things like that to send down to these islands because it's not only food and water, they actually have no shelter whatsoever. We spoke to a lady in Grenada yesterday who works for one of the Christian agencies down there, and she was telling us that it's a total devastation.
Aloma says they're expecting the worst from Hurricane Ivan's blow in Jamaica, but teams stand ready to minister.
The Salvation Army in Jamaica is waiting now. As soon as the hurricane is over, they're at a ready state to begin distributing the food that we will give to them. And as you know, the Salvation Army are very active as soldiers of Christ.
Meanwhile, medical centers were overwhelmed with the wounded and dying in the aftermath of the hostage drama at the school in Beslan, Russia. The attack by Chechen terrorists left more than 350 dead and hundreds more wounded. World Vision's David Womble, speaking from Russia, says they're helping in Christ's name with $75,000 worth of aid.
They are requesting lung ventilation machines to assist with breathing, bedside monitors, monitoring heart rate, also blood pressure gauges, plastic covering for mattresses, scalpel blades, diapers for children and adults, those types of things.
World Vision is talking about opening a counseling center to help with long-term emotional needs. As a Christian, Wobble is doing his part to help short-term.
Everyone that I saw in the hospital, I just assured them that they were in our prayers. God bless them for what they were trying to do. Certainly, the World Vision Network has been extremely supportive.
You're listening to Mission Network News. It's monsoon season in Bangladesh. Heavy flooding left two-fifths of the country underwater for about a month. More than 30 million people have been affected, at least 10 million severely. Worldwide Christian Schools' Scott Vanderkoy explains how the crisis touched their outreach.
Worldwide Christian Schools is working directly with 117 schools in Bangladesh, of which over 35 have been damaged and 5 are closed and awaiting repair. So our priority right now going forward with Bangladesh is to encourage Bangladeshi educators and repairing school buildings.
Vanderkoy says as their teams begin cleanup, they will need support.
Pray that the Christians in this country stand out and not stand out because of their might, but stand out because of their love. And I think that is really what's going to make the population take notice.
Next, Christ is drawing young people to himself through Hope International's Christian camps in the Ukraine. This summer, 8,000 children attended 79 of their camps throughout the country. The majority of the camps were run by Ukrainian Hope volunteers. Three teams traveled from the United States to run camps that taught English, along with the good news of the gospel. Beginning this fall, thousands of children will attend over 220 weekly Tomorrow Clubs. Pray many young people will come to Christ. And many Chinese are wanting to learn English, and Transworld Radio Northeast Asia is reaching out to help them. Learning English is essential with China's entry into the World Trade Organization and the country's hosting of several world events like the 2008 Olympics. TWR launched a new website that's helping them teach English to Chinese youth and intellectuals. Pray that those who frequent the website will not only learn English, but also learn about Christ. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the book, A Force in the Earth by Dr. David Shibley of Global Advance, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. The book is a passionate plea for all Christians to mobilize to fulfill the Great Commission. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.